Today's show is brought to you by Audible.com. Get a free audiobook download and 30-day free trial at www.audibletrial.com/blackgirlslaughing. Over 180,000 titles to choose from on your iPhone, Android, Kindle, or MP3 player. Hello, welcome to another episode of Black Girls Laughing. Yeah, did you hear that? That's what Shonda.
Oh, shut up.
She's back from the dead, y'all.
Well, I mean, technically, we're all back from the dead. Well,
one bee still
asleep, but should we come back soon? We apologize for just being missing, just MIA. Sorry. Life got real yeah. Fast.
It happens like that sometimes.
Yeah. Yeah. Well, Shonda, where have you been?
I got a new job, so that's been crazy.
Woo! Glow up!
Trying to adult my way to the top or whatever, something like that. Yeah, this is my 4th week? That's crazy.
Whoa!
I know, that happens so fast. So still in the arts. But a step up, a director position, so that's nice. Holy a little shit. More money, but it's once a month, so not really.
You just have to get used to the
budgeting.
Like having a budget. Oh, like budgets are hard, but they're budgets important. Budgets are hard. Maybe you can teach us about budgeting once you figure it out.
Once I figure it out, yeah. So yeah, that's been the biggest thing. Oh, then I have a boyfriend. Oh yeah,
she's booed up for real.
Booed up now.
Like hardcore, like Parlor's wife, she's been missing, has been too busy with her boo thing.
You know how it goes, ladies. In the new stages when it's all new and fun. But he's starting to get my nerves a little bit, so.
All right.
I'm back in full effect.
Oh, does he listen yet?
Yeah, he does. He knows. This is not news to him.
Good.
What have you been up to?
So at the end of July, I did a Tough Mudder. Because, you know, I'm on my fitness and mm-hmm. I'm trying to be strong. And my friend, Maddie, she does these all the time. And she was like, hey, girl, do it with me. She, like, texted me right after we did the Broad Street Run. She was like, hey, if you could run 10 miles, let's do some obstacle courses in between and you'll be good. And I was like, okay. And so I was doing it. I was going through the mud. I was a mess. Like, literally the first obstacle course was like a crawling through the mud underneath barbed wire, but there was like rocks and shit in there. So I got, when I got to the other side, my shirt was all ripped up at the bottom.
Your shirt was ripped?
Yeah. So we keep on going. We're doing all this stuff, like jumping over haystacks and doing other crawly things, climbing up walls and doing all this stuff. And people were helping. There was like this really crazy mud one where you would go, you had like to jump into this mud pit and then walk through this like waist deep mud and then climb up and go over a mud pile and then go jump into the mud again and like do that like 10 times. It's terrible. But like all these like packs of men that were doing it together were like helping me and my friend get over, because like I don't have the upper body strength, and I have tree trunks of legs because that is just where all my muscle lives because I'm a black woman. and I don't have like enough abs to like help me get completely over. So they were helping me. It was all good. I was rocking it. We got to the Berlin Wall, which isn't the worst or the most difficult obstacle in the Tough Mudder. It's like these 8 to 10 feet tall walls that are like really like basic training walls. There's just like a freaking like fence. Like you're just going up this huge fence and going on the other side. So I got up and I was like, oh, you know what? I don't think I can clear this. I'm like trying to go back down. But like all the other Tough Mudderers were like, no, girl, you can do this. And they like push me up and I get over and everyone's like, yeah, cheer, cheer, you go, girl, whoa. And I'm like, yeah, I'm awesome. And I'm like holding on to the top of the fence. And And I'm trying to get my foot down, and I have all these really old sneakers. I put on old sneakers because I was like, these things are going to get screwed in the mud. Yeah. I'm going to throw them out afterwards. And so I didn't have enough traction, and I slipped and fell and landed on a hyperextensioned right leg. So I heard a huge, nasty pop. Like, it was
actually, oh my god,
like I heard the pop,
oh my god,
and I was like, oh damn, this is over. And I fell down. And everyone, and I was like screaming, and I was like, oh my gosh, this girl died. So yeah, I hurt myself real bad. It was probably the worst experience of my life. What? But I was trying to be cheerful, like everyone in, I did it in Long Island, all the, like, the people were really nice to me. I went to their like little tent, and they're like, "Hey, girl, we think you're fine. You just did a sprain. You should just leave. Here's some crutches." And I was like, "Oh, okay." Because like I have a high threshold for pain, so they're mm-hmm. like, "How bad is it?" I was like, "It's a 4," because it, like, it didn't really hurt after the initial thing. And then I tried to get into like one of their vehicles to help me get to the bus, to get me to the car, because of course all this stuff is like a million miles away from each other.
Right.
I put too much pressure on my leg, and I could feel the two joints sort of like hit each other.
Oh my god.
And it like shifted, and I screamed bloody murder, and they were like, "Oh no, you're getting an ambulance now. We don't know what the hell is wrong with you." Maybe something's broken.
Oh,
so I got rushed to the hospital. It was crazy. I'm like completely covered in mud. I'm getting to the hospital. People are like, "What the hell is wrong with this person? Like, is she okay?" Like, all the dirty looks. But thankfully, my my EMTs were like defending me. Like, "No, she's an athlete. She was doing the tough mudder. Don't give her dirty looks. She's okay." And I was like, "I love you guys."
Yes, EMTs.
And like, there was another dude that was doing like did the tough mudder. That he was there too. He like messed up his ankle. And nothing was broken, thank goodness. But after many weeks of going back and forth with my doctor and getting MRIs and everything, I found out that my ACL is completely torn. Clearly, pop like that usually equals that. And I was having some like other issues with my meniscus. So I will be having surgery soon to get a new knee.
Oh my god.
So yeah, but I'm happy, like I'm cool. Like, it's something that can be fixed. Like, it's given me a whole nother respect for my body.
Yeah.
Like, taking public transportation with a cane.
I can't one, even imagine.
Helps you, like, notice other people that are injured. I have so much more respect for the elderly that mm-hmm. are able to move around, and this is their every single day, and they're never going to get better. Like, for like everyone that's, like,
so sympathetic.
but at least this is only temporary. Like, I recognize that, like, I have another chance to be able to be mobile mm-hmm. and
not taking it for granted.
I'm still making sure it's not getting in the way of my fitness regimen. Like, I'm looking up all these workouts of what I can do with a messed up knee, like upper body strength, like doing just like little boxing moves and mm-hmm. get some cardiovascular work in, like taking some time to still take care of me mm-hmm. and then after the surgery, as soon as I'm able to get on bikes, I'm going to start doing bikes and going to the gym and getting on the elliptical and doing low impact work. Like, this is not, I'm going to come out on the other side smaller and better. I'm not going to get huge just because my leg is messed up. Hell no. I'm going to turn 30. I still have my 30 goals. I'm going to hit all my goals by the time I'm 30. That's about the time I'm going to be like completely healed. I'll be turning 30. And I'm going to be dancing at my party. I've already started planning my party. So, it's going to be okay.
No, you'll be fine.
So...
I'm glad you're good, girl.
Tough mudders are crazy.
Oh my gosh. Never will I.
I'm going to do another one. Mm-mm. No, I've already made plans with my friend that we're going to do one. We're going to go like to Colorado and do it. Like, that's our plan. Like, we're going to go to Colorado. You can't breathe. And we're going to do it.
As her husband is shaking his head, like, hell no.
I'm about to get some major guns.
You're between sea level.
I'm going to get some major guns, so it's not going to matter. I'm going to be able to hold myself up on a wall for days. It's going to be cool.
We'll stay tuned
for this. I'm going to get my abs right. Everything's going to be good, all right? I'm going to put my picture. Don't worry. You guys will know when I've done it. Because I'm going to take my picture with my band and nutty and crazy. Maybe I'll convince other people to do it with me, too. I want to do it with a big group anyways.
I will not be part of that group. But...
whatever. Wow. But besides that, life's good. I mean, life's all right. I still have to do things I don't like to do, but whatever.
That's just life.
But I had a vacation that was amazing.
Yeah, she had a fantastic vacation.
Even though I'm all messed up, I went down to Kiwa Island in South Carolina, and I had a blast. It's good to have friends that have parents that have nice things, because you get to go to their house and live in their beautiful mansion for a week, and use their beautiful kitchen, and you have friends that are also chefs, so they're cooking, and friends that are also mixologists, and they're making all the drinks, and you have a pool in the backyard, and when you have a messed up knee, the pool's your best friend, so you're just laying in there weightless, you're reading, you're drinking, you're eating, you're reading, you're laying, you're drinking, you dip in the pool, you play a board game, you go take a nap. It was perfect. Like, that's all I did. I think I looked at my email for a smooth 20 minutes while I was there. Like, it was fantastic. And if you guys remember from a couple of episodes ago, I coined the phrase five-star adulting. Well, this was a five-star adulting week. Look out for fivestaradulting.com. I'm starting a lifestyle vacation brand. We are going to be doing retreats. Get ready. I will let you know, because everyone deserves a five-star adulting time.
Absolutely. Everyone. I'm all for that. Yes. We work hard. We need to play hard.
Exactly. And yeah, it was a good light play. Like, and you know, like, on the after a day of, like, drinking too much, we had, like, a cocktail off.
Oh, my God.
I had to have, like, five different cocktails, and I drank them all. I didn't just, like, sip and move forward. People died that day. Jordan died that day. He hasn't drank since.
That's when you know it hits hard. Where you're like, I'm done. I'm just like, I'm like, yeah, taking a vacation from alcohol.
Oh, that's a good vacation.
That's a great vacation.
More to come.
Yes.
All right. So let's do go. The job.
Let's do it.
All right. So the Olympics happened.
Oh my God. I love the Olympics.
I'm all right with the Olympics.
I love the Olympics. I know the older we get, the more I'm like, this is so fucked up. But, like, just the spectacle of it, I'm all for it. I mean, listen, I'm all about a spectacle. I feel like I wake up in the morning to make a spectacle of myself. So, if I can have that for, like, what, 2 weeks, yeah, every night, I'm like, yes, please, sign me up. I'm all for it.
I mean, I love it, too. But at the same time, it's weird.
It is weird. It is.
But these Olympics were made for Black women. Oh, the Black women, God, just came through and were like, hey, we're the best. We should just make our own island, and we would, like, be in, like, fourth place if we were, for all the medals that we racked up. Like, let's just make Black Lady Island. And then let's be in the Olympics, and everyone can recognize how much they lose when they don't have Black women around.
It's true. Yes.
That is my hopes and my dreams. So let's just run through all the people. So let's start off with the Fab Five, mm-hmm, that features Simone Biles, yes, and Gabby Douglas. Simone Biles getting 5 medals, 4 gold. I love her tweet. She was like, what's his name? Michael Phelps taught me how to stack my medals.
She does actually talk like this. Yeah. She does. She's adorable, but she does actually talk.
She has a gymnast voice. They all sound like
chipmunks. They all sound like that. It's so true.
All right, so they won the all-around USA, won the all-around gymnastics gold. Gabby did not win any other golds, but mm-hmm. she was there being awesome.
She's so great.
Yeah, I mean, uneven bars is her thing. She is the reason why we got a vital portion of us getting that mm-hmm. gold. She was one of the vets of the team, rocking it out. Who else? Who else was great this over the Olympics?
What was the other? Was another Simone?
Simone Manuel.
Yes.
Swam. Yes. Like historic winning of the 100 freestyle. The first time a black woman has ever won an Olympic gold medal. What's crazy about that, she tied, which, like, how does that, like, that's like, yeah, so rare in itself. That's so rare. Too.
It is.
And like, it's a huge deal. There's like historic moment, like through the roof, you know, from the years where black people weren't allowed to go to public pools, right, to now,
drained. Yeah.
And now we're winning.
It's amazing.
It's so great. I can't wait for, I'm like, did you look at like all the little kids that are so inspired? That's the part that's so
touching. Yeah. Yeah.
Just all their cute little outfits. Like, I'm going to try to be, I'm doing the balance bar right now. I just pull like a piece of string down. They're the absolute cutest. And of course, the Serena and Venus gold medals for doubles and tennis. We have a woman that won for shot put.
Yes.
The women's 4x100 relay winning gold, like killing it. They had some controversy around their race, but they were like, F y'all, we're still going to do this. They won in lane one.
Crazy. Come on. Yes.
Like, lane one's usually like the worst ones. Like, okay, you made it to the finals, but you're gonna be eighth. So you had the slowest time coming in. They ran their semifinal heat by themselves. Mm-hmm. Black women at track and field were the only ones that got any medals. Mm-hmm. Black men just like stopped being anything.
Yeah.
Because, I mean, one, there's Usain Bolt. Like, no one's gonna beat Usain
Bolt. No one's
Bolt.
Touching this man. No one.
You know, and then Black like African American men have never been big in long distance, so you're not gonna win any of those. So if you can't sprint, you're not doing long distance, we're not getting any medals from any black men. And they messed up in their 4x100, the third year in a row of them not of them being disqualified. What? And all that hype, that like 15-minute video they made us watch about them. They were like, we're going to redeem ourselves. They watched the videos. They're like, oh, man, that was shitty what we did. And then to have the audacity, one, to come in not first, not second, but in third, right? And then to be disqualified.
Yeah.
God damn. Freaking Japan is up here getting second. Surprise sleeper. Like the sleeper people, because all of a sudden, like, is that really Japan? Japan? Who knew? Well, apparently black people have been living in Japan for a while, because that child was half black. That was the anchor, so.
I missed that.
For Japan, yeah.
I totally missed that one. Mm-hmm. Okay.
Hey, you gotta have some melanin to win, to go fast. Apparently.
International, I'm fine.
Oh, it was so good.
It was so good. Yes.
There's like so much that we're not even like talking about between like it's not just black Americans that were amazing. There were other amazing black women that were rocking it from Jamaica to Bermuda or Barbados, like all over the place. So like big ups to all of you queens.
All the sisters, yes. Just shutting it down.
Absolutely amazing. Despite the hate, too.
Yeah. So much hate.
Oh my gosh. You know what I'm talking about? Like, what happened with Gabby Douglas?
I'm just so over people hating on Gabby Douglas. Like, yeah. I feel like, come on. Like, give this girl a freaking break. Like, come. Like, I can't even imagine what she must be feeling. Like, that is just awful to put her through this. But the second year that she's done this, like, to give her so much backlash and shade. Like, I can't. Like, I'm not for it. That is so... disrespectful. It's so disrespectful.
Between... complaints about her hair, and that from was, yeah. From your her own people.
Yeah, it's like from our, yeah, and yeah. Then that's so true.
The people that decided to, you know, put her out to dry because she didn't put her hand on her heart mm-hmm. during the national anthem, which it's not even a requirement to put your hand over your heart during the national anthem. This is not the Pledge of Allegiance. Like, have we... And then what's also beautiful is that we have pictures of everyone of these racist trolls that were going after Gabby Douglas's fave, Donald Trump, been at a debate for during the primaries, and the national anthem was being played, and he didn't have his hand on his heart.
That's not surprising.
Where's the
though.
Controversy yeah. for that?
That's not surprising.
Oh, you're not grateful. Yeah, oh, yeah. Fix your face. Oh, yeah, just because she might have resting bitch face. People have that. That's a, like that is like
and that's
a real,
universal. That's like, not just a black girl thing. That's a real thing.
Like science has backed that. That's like a real thing that like exists in the world, mm-hmm. and they're coming after her for her face.
Mm-mm. No, not here for it.
All terrible. All completely mm-mm. terrible. What a terrible place that we live in. So speaking of terrible,
let's go for it. Let's get a little terrible out the way.
Yeah, we've got like double terrible coming up. So what do you want to do, Leslie Jones or Nate Parker?
Oh God, Nate Parker just breaks my heart. Let's do Nate Parker first.
So Nate Parker, we've talked about him. Like I feel like we talked about
and
him
Tom again.
I think it was like the second or third episode. We were like, yes, Birth of a Nation, yes. $70.5 million, Sundance, yeah. And it dropped.
It's just like
there was like a Variety article that brought up some past rape allegations from him from 1999 mm-hmm. when he was a junior at Penn State University. There was a freshman that he was dealing with, dating, seeing. It's all very blurry. What happened. There was a girl that he slept with when she was unconscious, brought his friend in to join in, and then he was subsequently charged with rape after a very... It was really tough. It was like one of like the down parts of my vacation was reading and digesting what happened because... You know, when you're standing for someone so hard and you've seen something like this happen before, where when someone's at the height of their fame or right at the precipice of becoming like a new Hollywood elite, something terrible comes out of the woodwork to try to take that away. Mm-hmm. And how that happens time and again to people of color.
Mm-hmm.
I was like, I need to find out these facts. So I spent an entire afternoon just reading everything I could about this so I could just figure out what I was going to do. I want to see Birth of a Nation.
Mm-hmm.
It's supposed to be this amazing film, this piece of art that takes the slave narrative and flips it completely.
Mm-hmm.
It's not about just we shall overcome, but like we're going to run this town. We're going to take back our power.
Mm-hmm.
And then this happened. Even the story of how it was made, it was a beautiful story.
All of it. Like, all of it had you rooting for him. Like, every piece of it. Like, we were sort of his cheerleaders from, like, the beginning yeah. of this. You wanted to, like, believe in this. You want to support this man who had this vision and saw it through. And then this comes out, and you're just, like, blown away by it.
You know, I felt like Tyra Banks yelling at that black guy.
Yeah! Yes! Yes!
We were rooting for
yes.
you!
Yes! And I had the same moment of like, I don't know where this comes from, because like I think about, not to compare the two because they're totally opposite, but when the Bill Cosby allegations came out, I don't know, something in me was like, I guess because it all came out, there were so many women who came out at the same time, that I just believed it instantly. But with the Nate Parker thing, I was like, this can't be. Like, I really wanted that not to be true. Like, yeah. I wanted this to be a conspiracy to bring this black man down, mm-hmm. who had this movie that sort of came out of the ashes and, like, became this big. Like, I wanted to believe it.
Yeah, I was, like, questioning my own biases.
Yes.
And I was like, how can I do this?
Yes.
And so, I took the time to read it all to get as much information. And when you read the court documents and you recognize like how this case went about, yeah, it does get kind of muddy. You're like, you can have some feelings about some of the detectives and some of the people that have been like got pulled in to say negative things about him, but then there's like those other portions of like this dude that this went down with, mm-hmm. is the co-writer of this
movie.
Like, yeah. You guys are still down for each other. Like, like, there's this like blood pact over like what you like. That's what it becomes. It becomes this icky, gross thing. It is very icky. And then you see how the defense, and like, and again, I'm like, I'm almost trying to do like mental gymnastics of like, no. No, it's okay, because the defense, of course, would have to shame this woman in this way in order to get him off. And so we can't blame him for the tactics that his defense is using. But at the same damn time, all of these facts just don't seem right.
Mm-mm.
It just doesn't. Like, so like my whole thing was like, am I going to see this movie? Am I going to see this movie? I've decided I'm going to steal this movie. I mean, like the first time that I'm going to be like, bootleg man, like,
yes.
At Popeye's.
Yes. Yep. Yes. Let's go to Popeye's and bootleg it. Yes.
Yes. Give me the DVD.
I know some guys. So yeah. We can.
But damn. And that's for the people that are like going at each other on the internet about this. Black men, you gotta do better.
Mm-hmm.
Some of you guys have been saying some amazing things, and some of you others.
This rape culture.
Yep, it's just rape culture. And I keep on thinking, like, what would have happened if she was a black woman, not a white woman?
Mm-hmm.
Like, a lot of the things, I was like, well, I don't even think he would have been tried at that point if it was a black woman.
Yeah. Sadly, you're probably right.
But it's just, like, so icky.
He has 5 daughters.
Yeah.
Like, come on.
And I didn't like his responses.
Oh.
It was like, this was the...
What did he say? Like... What did he say? It was
like, this is the worst thing that happened in my life. It was a dark period in my life that happened 17 years ago.
Yeah, like
I can't redo what happened 17 years ago. And I'm like, mm-hmm. You can say you're sorry.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. No ownership at all.
You can there's a lot of things you can do that could make this better, and you did not do them.
Mm-mm. Not one.
I really wanted to see that.
We're still going to watch it.
Yeah, we're going to see it.
We're going to bootleg it.
Yeah, because I want to see it. Like, it's still a piece of art. And, like, I was like, but I'm not going to be one of those people that, like, I want to support my the art from the man and all these things. But, like, I kept on seeing these. But it's still so complicated.
It is complicated.
And everyone has to make their own decision. But, like, a lot is happening now. Which I'm like, whoa. Like, it's not going to be the same. Like,
no, it can't be the same now.
No, I mean, it's not going to be the same. You know, this happened before it was supposed to be released. The AFI has canceled their screening of Birth of a Nation. He's going to the Toronto Film Festival, but he won't be doing a press conference there. It's really, we have to wait and see if, what other people are going to do in response to this. Yeah. There's a lot of Oscar voters that are saying they want to go, they won't go see that movie. So it's not going to get, like, it was supposed to be the thing that was going to make Oscar so white, not white this year.
Yeah.
And that happens, like, every couple of years, you get a couple of movies that makes Oscars a great time to be black and be very proud. Mm-hmm.
Yeah. It seldomly happens.
Yeah. I mean, the year that we had Selma.
Yeah.
And, no, that was in the same year.
Has it been two in the same year? I don't have to do our research on that one.
Yeah, we had Selma one year. I remember
some. We had 12 Years a Slave.
12 Years a Slave, and then there was other things. Like Concussion was the same year as Selma.
Concussion was, yeah.
So you get other people, but he didn't get nominated. No, yeah. No, Concussion was last year. I'm getting everything confused. Was Concussion last year?
Okay.
Yeah, because Jada went off and everything.
Yeah,
you know?
That's true. Okay. But this was supposed to be
Selma
the movie.
And 12 Years a Slave was the same year.
That was the same year.
Yeah, and so you had all these black people that were nominated at the same damn time.
And now this year is gonna.
Yeah, I mean, what other movies are coming out? We'll see.
This was supposed to be the movie.
Yeah, and it's crazy. There's like all these like black directors that are like trying to say good things about him, and they're like, mm-mm. Oh, I think that this is weird that it came out at this time, but don't say my name. Yeah. Like, it's like, well-known black director says. Like,
it's like three well-known.
Separate the man from the art. And I'm like, who was it, Spike Lee? Oh, my God.
It ain't that many of them. Like, we can narrow that list down real quick.
Mario Van Peebles? Yes. Like,
it's so true. The list gets short real quick.
Okay. Off to even more terrible news. He's a director still. He is. So Leslie Jones. I think before we went on our hiatus, Ghostbusters had come out and Leslie Jones was being attacked by a lot of people on Twitter. Who were fans of this guy that has the Twitter handle Milo. He had a bunch of terrible things to say about Ghostbusters, like a lot of white men who were displeased that there was an all-female remake of their favorite movie as a mm-hmm. child. Mm-hmm. So just going off of all of that terrible sexist nonsense, they decided to point all of their hate onto Leslie Jones.
Surprise, surprise.
Yeah, black woman just thrown onto the coals. Just, there you go. So they went after her, and she did not take it lying down. She retweeted, went after them. It turned into people like, there's like a hashtag that was like, support for Leslie Jones. We love Leslie Jones. It came to the point where she stepped away from Twitter. Twitter finally tried to step in and they banned at Milo completely. The alt-right crazy people went completely berserk. There was hashtag free Milo going over this is against freedom of speech. people not understanding what the hell freedom of speech means. You know, I think I taught you guys that freedom of speech means nothing about private, about being able to say anything that you want without any type of, just like, without any consequences. Like, yeah, you can say whatever, anything you want, but people are going to come after you. And then exactly. This is a private company. This is not the U.S. government censoring this person. It's Twitter. Twitter is owned by Jack. Like, Jack can decide what happens in his house.
Is his name Jack?
His name is Jack. At Jack. Jack can decide. Like, in the end of the day, Twitter was his home, and he says, you don't belong here anymore. He can say what he wants. I'm sorry. Mark Zuckerberg makes all types of crazy rules about his house called Facebook.
It's so true.
The people that run Apple, they won't let you put any damn app up on their app store. People have control of their shit.
As they should.
And it's not against freedom of speech. And what I was really upset about was that this Milo character, I don't really know what his full name is, but it was at Milo. You can look him up. He is a part of Breitbart, which is this terrible conservative blog news source that is now one of the lead people there is now the campaign manager for no other than Donald Trump. So it just lets you know where this is all coming from.
For I did not real. Know that.
Oh, in other news, a little bit about me. I got my first, like, Twitter trolling. I had added to my first racist Twitter list. Someone added me to a list that was, like, Dirty Yard Apes was the name of the list. And it was, like, only black people on it. And because I was tweeting about the crap that's happening, because there's a lot of racist stuff, and there's a lot of terrible racist people that live on Twitter. Like, there's a whole, you know, as much as there's a black Twitter, there is a, and like, I don't want to act like these are the antithesis of each other, because I think black Twitter and Black Lives Matter is not linked to this vile grossness that is the cesspool of. Yeah. The alt-right and white supremacy and I don't want to even give Trump all of that too. I don't think that all, like, maybe they all believe in Trump, but I don't think that I'm not even gonna say that even Trump is that bad.
I agree.
Like, these people are just Satan.
I agree. Oh my goodness.
Oh, so he got banned from Twitter. Leslie Jones comes back to Twitter. Things are going okay. You know, she's still getting trolled. And then today being the 24th of August, her website was hacked. And they placed nude photos of her on her website. And they put out her personal information, pictures of her passport and her license, so that her identity can be stolen by whatever terrible trolls are out there. And then Twitter went aflame. It's still trending number one right now is Leslie Jones. And what's crazy is that inside of that Twitter, you know, if you go on Twitter, you can see other things that are like it that are also trending. So it's like, you know, support for Leslie Jones and all this, but it's like also Leslie Jones and Harambe, and Leslie Jones is a racist, because Breitbart went on and decided to take any questionable tweet that she has, because, you know, she's also a comedian, so, you know, she might have some things that are not
PC.
Ugh. But again, they're against PC culture. Like, that's the huge thing that's a part of this alt-right. It's like, you can't be PC. PC people are ruining this country. But then they want to police, but black people must be policed on anything that they do. So they're calling her a racist. She's not the racist. And then people are acting like they don't even remember about what happened a couple of months ago. And so they're like, oh, they linked nude pictures of her. How's that racist? It wasn't racist when it happened to Jennifer Lawrence and Kate Upton. Well, there wasn't a story before that led into this. This wasn't an escalation. This wasn't a retaliation. Before, it was just someone being a creep before.
Exactly.
This is a retaliation to racist word and speech and people going against that racist speech. Mm-hmm. Understand the context before you go running your mouth. Mm-hmm. So I don't know. I guess I'm not going to look at Twitter for a while.
I think it's good to take a break from it sometimes. Like, it really is. Because like, it's just disgusting. Gross. It's just
absolutely gross.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. It's bullying.
Yes. Oh, it's complete bullying. And I don't understand. It's like Twitter is just so weird. It's like this weird chat room that just gets gross and terrible, and there's no way of controlling it. And I just want to put, like, can someone just make racist Twitter and let them go there and, like, let everyone else that loves each other be in a different place? Or let's just burn down Twitter and find a new platform that we can be free and happy on before more racists come onto it.
Mm-hmm.
So there's something beautiful about Twitter that there's, like, freedom of, like, that there is this exchange of ideas that you can find your tribe. You can find people to talk to. Like, I love some of the Twitter chats that I'm a part of, how I can all of a sudden just be in this community of love and happiness of other happy and creative black and brown folks.
Mm-hmm.
Hashtag black creatives is, like, my favorite. Mm-hmm. But then there's just other stuff.
Yeah. With any good thing.
Yeah. That people can just come at you and attack you for saying anything. About anyone.
And your beliefs.
And then I don't understand how white people don't understand that if a white person calls a black person an ape, that it's racist.
That is extremely racist.
Again, not understanding the history of the world. Like, people need to start freaking teaching people stuff. Like, how do you not understand the history of racism in this country? The images that were put out not too freaking long ago.
Yeah, it's not that long ago.
For you to act like that is just like,
how dare they? Like, how dare we be offended by that? Comparing us to apes, essentially.
It's just dumb. It's just so, so, so dumb. It's just, the people, like, the narrative of the world is just, like, has fluttered in such a weird way that it doesn't even make sense anymore. I'm just like, let's just shut it down. Shut the world down. Shut it down. Come on, it's not getting hot enough fast enough. Let's just speed this shit up. So that's the John, I guess.
Yeah. Oh, God.
Sorry to start off with some bullshit, but the world is some bullshit right now.
It really is. Oh, my God.
Let's take a little break.
Oh, yes, please.
Hey guys, for you, the listeners of Black Girls Laughing, Audible is offering a free audiobook download with a free 30-day trial to give you the opportunity to check out their service. Personally, I love to listen to entrepreneurial books. I'm a big business nerd, as you already know. And right now, I'm listening to Will It Fly by Pat Flynn. You might know him from The Smart Passive Income. He has this amazing book that teaches you how to start your own business from the idea to testing out the concept to launching it. Check it out. To download your free audiobook today, go to audibletrial.com/blackgirlslaughing. Again, that's audibletrial.com/blackgirlslaughing for your free audiobook.
All right, so now that we're done with the John and all the ickiness of the world and sort of shaking that off, let's put on an upbeat note. So the 13-year-old in me still is like fangirling, obsessed, like reminiscing about my small little room in North Philly covered in posters with NSYNC. to the point that when the walls were completely covered, like you couldn't see any of the actual like paint because I had so many pictures. I started putting them on the ceiling. I started putting them on the ceiling. Like, I was obsessed with NSYNC. I wanted to marry Justin Timberlake. Like, I thought for sure that was going to be my husband. I'm still somewhere hating on Jessica Biel and all that is Jessica Biel.
And their baby.
And their beautiful life, wherever they are.
JC Chavez, girl.
I love JC. I did like JC, but no. Justin could sing. Anyway, we're not going to start. I know, I don't, but whatever. That's for another day. We can go to an NSYNC thing. This whole podcast could be about NSYNC, as far as I'm concerned.
Maybe a new podcast about NSYNC. Yes. About black girls that love NSYNC.
NSYNC!
And the Backstreet Boys. And all of them.
All the boy bands. 98 Degrees.
Oh my gosh, I have no idea.
Oh, we can really... No, okay, we have to bring this in.
You need a pun.
Oh, we do need a pun. Okay,
Give us some puns, people. Let us know what you're like. Yes.
Help us make this a thing.
There are so many of us out there.
Yes, please go to the Facebook page and give us some ideas for what this podcast should be all about boy bands.
Black girls who love boy bands. I got so much shit for loving white boy bands.
Oh, but they were everything. You weren't the only one. There was just like one of us at every school. Spread us out real thin, because I was that girl. All the white girls would take me to their birthday parties that were going to the concerts. Yes.
When we got older, did that like cross over into like Fall Out Boy or something?
Mine didn't.
I liked Fall Out Boy.
No, I didn't. I did
like Fall Out Boy. And then what was that one group band that sang that? Oh, whatever. We're getting off track. But there was a few that I was like, yes. But I love Fall Out Boy.
I did not love Fall Out Boy.
Pete Mentz.
He was cute, though. Anyway, listen, bring it back to NSYNC. My throwback jam for this week is Bye Bye Bye. It was so good. It's a classic still. You can put it on right now. I'll start doing the dance moves because it was iconic. Yes, everyone knows the dance moves.
We're just doing a little hand thing that you can't see. You're doing a little lasso thing.
But all the craziness of the world is like bye-bye to all of that.
Yeah.
I'm all about this thing of self-care right now and taking care of yourself in the midst of all of this craziness. So sometimes it is for me just turning on some 90s pop music that reminds me of being 13. Like, I didn't have a care in the world. And it was that simple. So turn on some NSYNC, turn on some Britney, whatever you were into at that point in your life. And just,
maybe it was Limp Bizkit and
Korn. It could have been Limp Bizkit. I liked one Limp Bizkit song. No?
Nookie?
Yeah! That's exactly what it was.
Such a good song.
Okay. Throwback jam of the week.
Everything that was on TRL everything. In 1999.
Exactly. Go to that. You can YouTube it. I'm sure it's a full episode somewhere.
I can tell you, like, I can do like a full countdown of the hottest songs. It ended with
That was like the record breaking song where they were retiring after like whatever day.
Oh, they would retire stuff on TRL. Yes. They're like, oh, you were number one for too long. We gotta let something else come out.
Oh, good times. Okay, so that's my throwback jam of the week.
Love it. It will be on the Spotify list. Just look for Black Girls Laughing on Spotify. Enjoy all of our throwback jams.
Enjoy it. Yes.
Woot. All right.
That was fun. That made it feel better after all the craziness.
Yes, after all that BS.
Oh, God.
Of the world. So giggle, cackle, roar.
Yes.
So let's start with the giggle.
Let's do something light.
It is light. It's the giggle.
Do people giggle like that?
No. People like fake giggle that way. Anyways. So the Get Down on Netflix is the giggle.
I have not seen this show yet. I started watching it and fell asleep. But the crazy thing is I've been seeing people's Facebook posts about it and it's been mixed. So that's why I was like, we should do this for the giggle because I'm just curious about it. And I need to actually watch it. But the guys I've seen have raved about it. The girls I've seen have been like, this is the worst show I've ever seen. It's not true to life at all.
It isn't true to life. It's not a, it's not like a, like a documentary. Like, hell? Like, it's okay for black things to be, have some fantasy.
That's
in
true.
It.
That's such a good point. Like, we don't relate to that.
Some
yeah.
great fantasy yeah. mixed with some reality, and I think people are freaking out about it because they don't see black people in that world. Mm. Like, it's cool for everyone to watch Stranger Things and everyone to live inside of a Spielberg movie, but like,
yeah, yeah.
Like, it's great for that. Like, this is in the same vein. It's a throwback to a lot of different things that were popular in the 70s. It's a little bit of that, that like kung fu movies. You know, you're getting even some of the spectacle around blaxploitation films and like pimp mm-hmm. films. You have a little bit of that in there. Then you're like really getting into the 70s music. That's and like awesome. The, and that the precipice between disco and hip-hop, like, and that moment in the 70s was like crazy in New York. Mm-hmm. You know, the heat wave, the blackout song, like the like it's just everything happening in New York in a way that this election, which was crazy. Like, they have this they have footage from someone that was ranked for mayor in New York, and he was like very much like tough on crime, like tough on stuff, like tough on like you gotta change the ghettos and all this stuff, like, which they were a hot mess then. They had the same typography and design as like Hillary Clinton.
Stop.
And I was like, oh, that's not new.
That's been done before.
They were doing that in the 70s. But it's really, I think it's great. Like, it's crazy. It's weird. Like, there's parts of it that I'm like, and I'm like waiting for someone that I'd like to die because I know that's going to happen.
Yeah.
I'm only 5 episodes in, and I'm loving it.
Okay, I'm going to watch it tonight.
Like, the boys are great. They're so cute. The girls are so cute. They're actual kids being kids.
Kids, yeah.
Yeah, the adults are cool too. Like, it's a good show. I mean, it's like a cartoon. It's parts of it that are like, all of a sudden it's a musical. Mm-hmm. Everyone's like sort of like speaking in rhymes, but it's a fantasy.
Yeah, I just love that you said something along the lines of like why black people can't live in that fantasy. I think for so many, and I don't know why, maybe it's just sort of like the stigma that's been placed on us, like, we are not allowed to live in that fantasy. Mm-hmm. Like, it has to be hard or like, or so far-fetched, like, it just doesn't, I just want to enjoy that. Like, if it's that, enjoy it for what it is, you know what I mean? Like, yeah. Let us have that. I don't think there's anything wrong with exploring it. And like, that's
if you
fine
don't get
too
this movie or this show, you need to go and get some education on some stuff that's happened in the past.
Yeah.
You haven't watched a movie past 1992, then you ain't gonna get this. And that's like whatever. But yeah. Like, go watch something from the 70s and get an understanding of the feel of the vibe before you
bash
indict
it.
This and yeah. bash it. Like, you just ain't up on it.
Yeah.
You don't get the get down, that's fine. But you need to shut up and go learn something. And
I'm
maybe
excited to
you
watch
might
it.
Not like it after that.
Yeah, I mean, you're fair enough. It's okay not to like
but
it.
But like, you gotta have some receipts if you're gonna not like something. Like,
show us your receipts.
Like, figure it out. Like, have an intelligent thing to say on why you don't like it. I love that. Whatever. Let's debate.
Yeah.
So maybe you won't like it.
We'll see.
We'll see.
We'll report back.
No, we'll totally talk. Yeah. Like, I have to see the rest of it, though.
How many episodes? Like 8 or something like that? Is it like short?
I think it's long. I think it's...
Oh, it's like a lot.
Because like, I'm in the 5th episode. Jordan thought it was only 6 episodes long. And I was like, no. And he was like, yeah, I'm glad it's not. I was like, how's this going to wrap up? Like, it's getting really big. There's like a lot of stuff going on. So.
See, I like that. Okay.
Yeah, and like, Nas... Like, this is like, you know, you get to hear his voice, and like, he produced this. There's only 6 episodes?
Girl, I got one more left.
Fuck. What the heck is gonna happen?
I don't know.
I feel like Netflix does that with their shows in the beginning. They're like really short and you have to wait for a long ass time for a new one to come out.
Part 2 must be coming out
soon. It probably is.
Because I looked on the, because I was like, who are some of these people? So I was like trying to see who people were. And I went to the IMDb, and like some of the characters have like 13 episodes.
Oh, so to their credits, whatever.
Yeah, mm-hmm. and then some have 6. So I was like, oh, someone dies.
Yeah, I know.
I was like,
spoiler.
There's only 6?
Girl, damn. Watch that last episode.
I'm gonna, as soon as you leave, girl.
Yeah, she's kicking me out. And that's it.
Oh, yeah, The Get Down. It's on Netflix. Yes. You got Netflix. Check it out.
Yes. Okay.
Give it a solid try. Don't be hating because you don't understand shit.
Or if you're hating, let us know why you're hating. Give us some rules.
Let's have the debate. Yeah. I'm ready to have the debate.
It's not coming until 2017.
And then, well, just to jump back away. Frank Ocean, new album.
Oh, whoa! Yes. That's also getting a lot of mixed reviews.
Yes.
That has been. That's the curse of like waiting so long to put something out. I think like the expectations are so high. Oh my God. Everyone's at that just point. Been
like ready to bust on it forever. And then like it's here and it's like.
Oh my God.
And then it's just like, wow, wow, wow. For some folks, other people are like having their life. And then other people are like, oh, what is this weird video of him like making IKEA furniture? I thought it was brilliant. But other people are like, weird. Like, whatever.
I love him. Whatever. He can do no wrong
in my
book. Let
an artist be an artist. And if you don't understand art, go learn something. Anyway. Oh my gosh. But yeah, in the office, 2 white girls sitting in the kitchen shouting about how much they don't like the Frank Ocean album. And I'm like, no one asked you. And it's not for you. It's for everyone, but at the same time, it's not for you.
No, I can confidently say it was not made for you. No. You were the last person Frank Ocean was thinking about when he was creating that. No.
Yeah.
No.
So.
God.
But anyway,
you have to give me names after this.
I will give you names, but you can guess who. All right, so the cackle. Ryan Lochte.
I used to have the biggest crush on Ryan Lochte.
He's so dumb.
He's so fucking dumb. Like he's cute.
But I didn't know he was so freaking dumb.
He's so dumb.
So everyone knows about the Lochte mess.
If you're living like, in this world, you know.
Lochte lies. Like all of that nonsense. You know, we all saw our dude Al Roker go in on Billy Bush. That was my shit. I was like, Al Roker up there stirring that drink like I will stab you, but I'm gonna stir this drink instead. Oh my gosh, that was the best little, oh, that was everything. That made my long ride home from vacation so good. Seeing that video. But anyways, cackle at Ryan Lochte, because homeboy has no more money, no more sponsors.
No more sponsors.
Everyone's like, forget
bye,
you.
Bye, bye, bye.
He had about $750,000 to $1 million in sponsorships, and every single one said bounce. From Ralph Lauren to some mattress topper to some like shaving kit, they've all said bye, girl.
Like, what will possess you? Like, what? Like,
white privilege.
Is this just white privilege? Is that just white what that privilege is?
Going like he's dumb enough to know, recognize his power as a white man, and that he can say that he can blame the brown country. That's already been demonized this entire time. Because everyone was saying everything terrible about Rio.
Yeah.
That you're gonna die. Zika. Someone made a very valid point recently about Zika. I was listening to the this podcast, Politically Reactive, with W. Kamau Bell and Harry Konnebolu. Mm-hmm. they brought up this great thing that no one's said about, you know, everyone's being afraid that you're going to get Zika if you go down there. It's winter. It's winter. It is winter in Brazil.
Yeah.
They're on the other side of the equator. It is winter there. You know what doesn't happen in winter? Mosquitoes. So when she was popping off in the spring here, yeah, okay, because it was summer there. But now, go run outside, play. It's the perfect time to go down to Brazil. Like, it's safe. That's why it's popping off in Florida now and not here. But anyways, Lotke, cackle, you're the worst.
He's a jackass.
You are the worst. Everyone that defended him is the worst.
I agree, 100%. Whoever,
all people that called his 32-year-old ass a child.
He's 32.
If he's 32 and he's a child, then I'm an infant. Someone please tell Sally Mae and AES to stop taking money out of my account. Yes.
Oh my God.
Because I'm a child. I'm a baby. Like, stop it. Oh. Tell me I don't have to go to work anymore because I'm a child.
I'm over his ass.
And so oh my God, Lockie is the worst. He's not even cute.
I thought he was cute. I'm not gonna lie. I thought he was cute.
Maybe in like 2012.
Yeah, the last Olympics. I thought he was cute.
No, he's the worst because again, he gets to wear American flag grills.
No, I agree. Oh my God,
he gets to do that.
Yeah, he gets to do that.
But embracing just see all if Usain Bolt can wear some freaking.
Oh no, I totally with you. I am totally like, with you.
What if
I am?
What if Gabby Douglas had some red, white, and blue weave? Think about that.
They would read her for filth. You think it's bad now?
She wouldn't be able to go out there and compete.
Mm-mm.
On sports, what if it was the basketball team that went out there?
With the girls.
Oh, big ups to Carmelo Anthony going out to the favelas and doing these basketball clinics,
yeah,
with these children, with these youths, being a good citizen, being the good American to go out there and share his talent with people that need it. Like,
yes, Carmelo.
Bring some happiness.
Yes. Yes.
To show the humanity of a space that has been demonized for the entire time.
Yeah, it's been pretty bad. Rio got, like, the shit out of them. Like, it was just all of it. The reporter who, oh my God, who, like, outed all those gay.
Oh my gosh.
Oh my God.
Like, oh my gosh. Yeah.
Like,
F the Daily Beast on that.
Yes,
like, really,
yes,
though,
yes,
you don't do that.
You
bought a plane ticket for someone. You spent thousands of dollars for someone for their job to go down there
and out people?
Yeah. Like, who pitched this? And they were
and
like,
it was okay.
That. I was like, yeah. Yes,
that's great.
That's cool. Perfect. Let's out all the gay athletes because they're gay. Who cares?
Who cares?
For an American news outlet, too? Who cares?
Okay, this is turning into like.
Anyways, we added a new thing. Anyways, positivity.
Yes,
let's
positivity.
End it on something great.
Yes.
So, we have this amazing group in Harlem called I2, in reference to Langston Hughes' I2 America. They have been fighting to save Langston Hughes' home in Harlem. The current owner has been trying to sell it to make a profit because of gentrification, you know. This home, this Berman could have sold it in 2011 for $1 million, but the sale did not go through. Now, she could possibly get $3 million plus for this home. She gave the people of I2, that is a group of literaries, poets, black people that love and recognize the importance and the sanctity of Langston Hughes' home, of preservation of this home. Like, it just baffles me that it's not already a landmark.
Yeah, that is true.
Like, one, like, come on. Like, it doesn't make any sense. But they're working hard to make it one so that people can go in there and share their art, share their music, share their poetry, share their writings in this space. So they have a generosity account. They needed to raise $40,000 by September 1st. They have already beat that goal. They're trying to raise $150,000. That would allow them to have that home to pay for the rent for that home for an entire year, but then also do some renovations to it so they can turn it into a space for artists. So if you want to help them, you can go to their generosity account. It's called i2arts collective. You can just search for that when you go to generosity.com. We will have a link in the show notes. We will also have we'll also be putting it up on our Facebook and our Twitter. They're currently at over $60,000 with 989 people have put in money in the past 30 days. So they are 40% towards their goal. Help them out. I'm going to give a little bit.
Same here.
Like, this is a great cause. I know that Langston Hughes' poetry did so much for me growing up. You know, you're seeing all this poetry that means nothing to you. That's not about your experience. That's not relatable. That, you know, I was digging Shakespeare because, you know, Shakespeare. But, like, other folks I didn't care about. You know, Emily Dickinson, please. But, like, but when I got into the poetry unit and I found out about Langston Hughes, it changed my perspective.
I'm with you. Yeah.
So, take a moment.
I'll be donating in September when I get my first check.
Get your money. They've already hit the first goal. They're doing okay.
But support. You know?
But, like, please support.
Black dollars have real power.
Yes.
Support. Support. Support.
It's beautiful. I mean, I'm happy that there's going to be this space that's going to be, I mean, it's going to turn into a museum.
That's going to be amazing.
And I want to go and see this space. I want this space to be there so I can take my children, so my children's children, so everyone can recognize the great history, the great talent. This is not just a symbol for Langston Hughes, but it's for the entire Harlem Renaissance.
What that stood for.
Because Harlem is changing. There's a Whole Foods now in Harlem. Like, people, it's the only place to get decent rents in on Manhattan Island. So it's not going to be that way for much longer.
Support.
We have to keep these landmarks at the very least. But it's great that they're doing it.
They're doing it. They're working at it.
Yes.
Let's help them work for it.
We will.
Yes. I feel like a good one to end on.
Yeah. Langston. Roar. Yes. Thank you, i2arts Collective.
Big ups. That's amazing.
Doing it. And these people are so beautiful. The video is so nice. Like, it's all great. Black, beautiful people supporting art and culture. Supporting our art and culture. In a world that wants our art and culture to not exist.
Absolutely. Yes.
Fight that good fight. So, that is another fun episode. Rashonda, it was so great to see you.
Say fun.
It was so much fun to have you. We so talked about some heavy here. Stuff.
It's not just to hit the heavy stuff, though.
People it's just appreciate a part of life. It. Yes. People appreciate it. Yes.
Have your conversations.
We love you guys. Yes. We'll keep the conversation going. Yes. Please find us on Twitter at BLK Laughing. No G. No G at the end. Real short. What?
Isn't BLK Girls Laughing?
Yep. I don't know what at BLK Laughing is, but at BLK Girls Laughing. Yeah, we're not just black laughing. We're black girls. Very important. Laughing. Go check our website at blackgirlslaughing.com. is you can also find us on Facebook at /BlackGirlsLaughing. I'm sorry, I usually don't do this part. And then we're also on Instagram at BLKGirlsLaughing. And please, if you enjoyed this episode, share it with a friend. Let them know that you love the girls, that we're laughing.
Yes.
And that you like to laugh with us, and you think that they should laugh with us too. You can share us on iTunes, on SoundCloud. Leave us a message on SoundCloud.
We love our messages. We want to
hear from you. And if you can leave us a review on iTunes, it helps other people find us. It really helps with the rankings. And the boy bands, let us know what we can do, what the name of our new podcast about boy bands, Black Girls That Love Boy Bands, should be called.
Oh my God.
Because I feel like we can go through like every album, like one by one.
Oh my God, that would be epic.
We can like break down music videos.
Yes.
Be a
BGL
side podcast.
If you wanna come, like, we're gonna start the network. If you wanna be a part of that show,
yeah, there has to be a lot of you out there. Come on, yeah, we are not the only one.
You wanna be a guest host? You wanna talk about this with us? Let us know, because we are gonna be busy, so we probably won't all be able to do it all the time. So if you wanna be a part of this, let's crowdsource this. Make this happen. It isn't necessary. Or if it already exists, tell us. And we want to be a guest. Pronto.
Good point.
And if it does exist and it sucks, we'll still do it.
So much shade.
Even if it's like a competition.
I mean, someone could have said, you can't do another podcast of Black women talking. Some people act like there should only be only one of black people doing anything. So I'm just saying, competition's good. It doesn't even exist. Alright.
Alright. On that note,
we love you. Really, really,
yes,
do.
We appreciate all the love back.
Laugh with us again next time.
Bye.
Come on.